Biden's border measures have not stemmed migration, border advocates charge. By Spencer Lindquist on March 17, 2023. Border encounters in the month of February prove that the Biden administration's new border enforcement measures have not stemmed the flow of migration. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, charged. Rather than curb the flow of illegal immigration, the Biden administration's new border enforcement measures have instead rerouted migrants through legal ports of entry, FAIR charged in a press release. The organization explained that new data from Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, reveals that the total number of border encounters in February, 212,266, remained at historic high levels. But due to the Biden administration's flagrant abuse of parole authority, 83,389 illegal migrants were encountered at legal ports of entry by the Office of Field Operations, OFO, instead of attempting to enter between ports of entry, FAIR also pointed out. Dan Stein, the president of FAIR, blasted the Biden administration, charging that they are blatantly attempting to deceive the American public into believing they have illegal immigration under control. He also went on to say, while boasting that only 128,877 migrants were encountered by Border Patrol entering between ports of entry in February, OFO encountered 83,389 illegal aliens and allowed many to enter the country under the administration's expansive and illegal use of parole authority. FAIR also noted that the numbers were released right after the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz, stated before the House Homeland Security Committee that the federal government does not have operational control over our southern border. Stein also added even CBP's efforts to mask the scope of illegal migration by moving 83,389 illegal entries off the books does not tell the full story of the Biden administration's disastrous border policies. The number of people who elude apprehension remains high, while lethal narcotics, including fentanyl, continues to pour across the southern border, where criminal cartels maintain clear mission advantage, he also said. No matter how CBP tries to spin it, the February numbers make it clear that the Biden administration is not turning the tide on illegal immigration. Stein asserted before going on to say as the Biden administration is set to end the use of Title 42 in May, the last remaining mechanism in place to turn back migrants at the border, the crisis is likely to get a whole lot worse. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.